The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Truly, what divides Republicans pales in comparison to what divides us as conservatives from the left and their Democratic Party. While I will not be on the ballot in November, I will be a champion for conservatives across the nation who are dedicated to preserving liberty and providing opportunity.
Eric Cantor done, over, number two Republican on the Hill, gone, ousted, out of here. Now it's a question of whether or not the other Republican who won in the primary, a virtual unknown, can actually pull out a victory over the Democrat in the 7th District of Virginia. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It just goes to show you, politics can be fickle. And when you think you've bagged it, sometimes you haven't. That was also part of the Cantor problem, not taking care of the people at home. And good for the people at home for realizing, yeah, this guy has some lofty ambitions. And yeah, I kind of like some of the things Cantor's done. I kind of don't like other things he's done. And he's trying to get the speakership, so he's not really trying to get my vote. And they realized it, a lot of them did, and decided to punt and go for the unknown professor. Unknown professor was smart enough with very little money, because Cantor spent $5 million on the re-election campaign. I mean, $5 million was raised, basically. Whereas his opponent, nowhere near that. Not even $1 million. Not even $1 million. So he's going to boot it on July 31st. He's resigning. He's done. He vacates that spot, the number two job, on the 31st. Behind closed doors. Supposedly, he was pretty emotional. I mean, even there's reports where some of his buddies were crying. I mean, were pretty upset. John Boehner, that is a natural to cry over anything. But he was pretty close to Cantor, and he, even if they had sometimes been at odds, and he supposedly was really upset by this. So he loses to an unknown, a professor, who did one thing really well, hammered, David Brad, his name is, the novice, hammered Cantor, whenever he was asked about it, hammered him on the negative, hammered him on the whole thing of amnesty and the softness on the immigration and a couple other weak spots his Achilles heel, he was able to actually attack the Achilles heel of Cantor a little bit, and probably immigration was the biggest one. And the fact that Cantor wasn't around. He wasn't around to really pump and prime his district and his constituents. Negative ads were also aired by Cantor, and they wound up hurting him, because here's the thing, it raised the awareness of the race, where they didn't think he even had a chance, the challenger had a chance. So what a strange thing. He sort of elevated David Brat by character assassinations, by bringing him up. The turnout was low, which in this country people don't vote, right? So Cantor was banking on, I guess, that the low turnout would still go his way. He lost by 10 points. He didn't go home. That's what he did. He was in Washington, D.C. on primary day. Washington, D.C. He wasn't at the polling places. He wasn't shaking hands. He wasn't doing the things that you need to do. He wasn't priming the pump, as I call it. Of course. I mean, for goodness sake, if you're going to represent me, at least be there on election day. And always, that's a typical thing that anybody running does. They're always there. So we'll see. We'll see if Brad gets that spot. We'll see what happens in the midterm elections, if there's a little bit more of a few of these longtime politicos that get dumped out. I mean, there's some showdowns happening. There's a couple of big showdowns happening. The current House Republican Whip Kevin McCarthy of California is also expected to win. He's considered to be the front runner for the gig, but there are a couple of others that are possible to move up to the spot. Also, Pete Sessions, and we'll get him on America Tonight, longtime congressman from Texas, says that he's planning to run for Cantor's post, too. And then you have who's the number three spot, too, if there's a change there with the whip. And it's going to get interesting. It's going to get interesting to see how the Republicans move things around, you know, who grabs what spot. And in the Cantor position in District 7, now that he's not going to be the representative, if it's not Bratt, the Tea Party candidate, the Democrat is Jack Trammell. And the district is very conservative. I think that's why Cantor really, I mean, he's conservative, very conservative, right? I guess, depending on that definition, that can be manipulated. So he thought this was an easy turn for him. And it wasn't an easy turn. And he realized that he lost by 10 points. 10 points. He didn't score any points. Chuck Hagel didn't. On the Hill, speaking to the House Armed Services Committee, trying to answer questions about why the Bergdahl deal, trying to defend it, and not really getting much sympathy from anybody that was throwing out the darts to him, and having not necessarily trouble knocking him down, just kind of sticking to his guns, saying that this was about the human side of governing. This was about getting him home. He was sick. And his big word came out of the Hagel testimony was the deal was imperfect. You think? I think it was a lot of other choice words. I guess we could say imperfect. And he got pretty hot when he was being questioned about his job and when he was getting grilled about Bergdahl and the negotiating and hey, negotiating with terrorists, not even telling the lawmakers on the Hill, not giving them any shot, not telling anyone anything, but yet everybody in the White House seemed to know, and they didn't. And then talking about what the president knew and that they looked at the law and that they complied with the law. But really, negotiators from both parties complained, or legislators from both parties complained, that the administration didn't notify Congress ahead of time, because that was part of what the National Defense Authorization Act was for the transfer of Gitmo detainees. That this is misleading and blatant and, you know, other things. And will this happen again? And then Hagel finally conceded that they should have tried harder to let Congress know about what he called the rapidly moving developments. Oh, please. I think they kept him in the dark on purpose. Give me a break. History was made 20 years ago. We're going to talk about that on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
You know, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wild wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
How do you plead to counts 1 and 2?
Absolutely 100% not guilty.
But now we're talking about what happened 20 years ago. Would you believe it? The O.J. Simpson chase, the trial, everything that ensued as a result of that case boiling down to Simpson's wife, Nicole Simpson Brown, and her friend Ron Goldman being killed, and whether or not O.J. Simpson was responsible for it. And coming up on our next America Tonight, coming up on our next show, I have a conversation with F. Lee Bailey, who was part of that dream team of lawyers, remember, for O.J. Simpson. Of course, F. Lee Bailey has been on many, many famous cases, but this certainly was one of those. So where are the people involved in the Simpson murder trial now? We talked to Flea in our next one about Simpson, about what that was like in 1995. October 4th it was a day that there was a lot of celebrating going on for the Simpson family and other people enraged by it. But October 3rd was when he was found not guilty of murder. And if you just Google anything about O.J. Simpson, you You know, you see all the highlights of Johnny Cochran saying, if the glove, you know, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit, talking about the gloves and his closing arguments in the Simpson trial, because he handled that. And all the other things in between. And shortly after O.J. Simpson was charged with the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ronald Goldman, there was a manhunt for O.J. Simpson. I was doing a sports show out of Las Vegas, and it interrupted the NBA Finals. You know, you could see the box on one side, and they were showing this slow chase of Simpson and the white Bronco on the expressway. His best friend, former teammate Al Cowlings, with him. Simpson riding in the back. He supposedly had a gun. There was police cars pursuing. It was 60 miles. Do you remember that? 60 miles, low-speed pursuit through southern Los Angeles. Went down in television history. So many people were watching it. And Simpson, of course, was a Heisman Trophy winner, NFL Hall of Famer, actor, all that kind of stuff. And it was a shocking thing that happened. And it's still to this day, people with lots of opinions about it. Some of you may or may not know this. I interviewed O.J. Simpson, I guess it was in 2007, before he went to prison for the memorabilia thing and what happened there in Las Vegas. So it'll be interesting to chat with F. Lee Bailey about aspects of what happened in the Simpson case and what happened when he jumped on board in the, you know, that piece of history where F. Lee Bailey was hired for his name, certainly, and the fact that he was such a well-known attorney. And what did he lend to this defense, and what was it like when all of these different egos, let's face it, got into the room, and what's their job is to clear him. He had some other big cases. He had that Sam Shepard murder case, which in that was huge. That got a lot of coverage, and he had a couple of other really, really super big cases, I think, that just exploded his career. And F. Lee Bailey is one of those that maintains O.J.'s innocence. And he'll talk about how he prepared for it, helped the defense, cross-examined Mark Furman, all that kind of stuff, and what that was like. All right, so that was your chunk of history for that. What will history say about the events that are unfolding now? Like, I think the worst thing, these kids who are caught in the shuffle of being sent back, being brought in, being dumped off at bus stations. I mean, there's so many different directions you could go with this. And we're getting blasted with a wave of illegal immigration like nobody's business. I mean, like nobody's business. The Border Patrol can't handle it. Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Arizona says it feels like Hurricane Katrina. Kids are dying. It's terrible. It's wrong. Homeland Security chief saying, hey, this isn't the president's fault. Wherever is there a plan? Why did this chaos happen? I have to say, I really don't understand that. You say, okay, we're going to enact this DREAM Act. This is happening. But then there's no plan. What do they think? People were going to file in orderly, hand over papers, know everything that they needed to know? No. It's a constant, unrelenting stream that's going to explode even worse. And they have to do something now. Anybody along some of those border areas, they must be furious. They must be furious because they're just overrun. And then not to mention the pay for what you have to do to feed, to clothe, to process, to send back people who aren't qualified. I saw a picture. It was so shocking. I mean, seriously, just think in your head first. Think movies. And it looked like a traffic jam of humans coming through the border. The Border Patrol is exhausted. They cannot do much more. I mean, this is a humanitarian crisis, but it's so predictable. We are putting minor illegal kids at risk for politics. For politics. To deliver to La Raza and Latina groups that were putting pressure on Obama about immigration. So get the big applause, come up with the DREAM Act, but don't have any way to process this correctly. Nobody who's in charge. Central American kids coming to the U.S. without anybody telling them anything of what's, I mean, thousands of them. And we're talking 6-year-olds. We're talking 7-year-olds. It's like they think, as somebody told me, that they're going to Disneyland. I cross the border, I'm going to, I mean, seriously. That's all they know. So these policies were stupid because it never was laid out correctly. 33,000, they say, have been caught in Texas alone over the last 8 months. And especially now, it's gotten worse. It's there. What's the incentive? Well, there's incentive for the people coming over. Definitely. And how can you possibly, while you're worried about these kids, how are you processing anyone else? You're not. The White House has already asked for $1.4 billion for the illegal kids. They think next year it's going to be at least $150,000. And Border Patrol agents, a few Border Patrol agents, think it's just a political game, a deception. This pathway to citizenship is an irregular pathway that is fraught with a lot of peril. I mean, the president is responsible for this. That we cannot be safe until we do something about the border. I mean, this has to be stopped. It's insanity. Full-on insanity. Coming up next, do we want to end up like Pakistan? Seriously? We're talking about the problems there on America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Right now in our virtual green room, real excited to talk to our next guest, Rafia Zakaria. And Rafia is a columnist for Pakistan's largest English newspaper. She's also the author of The Upstairs Wife, An Intimate History of Pakistan. And we're very happy to welcome her to the show. Hi, Rafia.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
So always on, I think not just on this show, but in general, in talking about, especially with what we just saw with the Bergdahl trade and the Taliban and all that, give us your insights into the Pakistani Taliban and the comparisons people try to make to Al-Qaeda. What is it that you know? You see what lately has happened with the Taliban. Because some claim, Zakaria, that, oh, the Taliban's not quite as violent as Al-Qaeda. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, if you're going to ask my perspective from someone who's been, covering the encroachment of the Taliban within Pakistan for, gosh, at least the past 5 years, it's they're a very violent group. They've, killed everybody from university professors to aid workers to ordinary, civilians, shopkeepers, school children. So every segment of Pakistani society has been affected by this group's very barbaric agenda. And the frustration that I have, at least currently, with the U.S. debate, including, the hearing that was going on earlier today with Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, is that the debate here is focused on whether, for example, it's dangerous to release the five, Taliban detainees that had been held at Guantanamo. But the fact is that that's, if you're looking at it from the Pakistani perspective, these five leaders don't even matter because you've got a group that has shown over and over again their ability to produce new leaders at an alarming rate. You know, within Pakistan, they've been able to expand their area of operation from what was once, you know, the Northwest tribal areas, the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan, to now Karachi, which is a mega city of over 20 million people. You know, as someone who's born and raised in Karachi, I've seen this city just completely crumble under the weight of this group. So it's really frustrating, I guess, to see, you know, I mean, today there was another drone attack in the Northwest. But the fact is that these drone attacks have been completely ineffective in rooting out or reducing the capacity of the Taliban to carry out terrorist attacks. In the past 3-4 years in which drone attacks have been used hundreds and hundreds of times, we've actually seen a sharp increase in the number of terrorist attacks. Just this year, we've had more than 400 terrorist attacks in Pakistan. Pakistan's the number one country in the world for terrorist attacks now. And, you know, so all that the Taliban have done is that they've basically moved, you know, and set up shop from a very sparsely populated area to now a very densely populated area, which is Karachi, which is a huge city with millions of people kind of caught in this crossfire between them and, you know, what they perceive to be the state or pro-American interests.
So, Rafi, when you, as you watch too what's unfolding with the U.S. and the drawing down of the troops, do you think that just enables the Taliban more?
Well, I mean, you know, the United States is looking for, you know, kind of a political narrative for getting out of that region. But at least where Pakistan is concerned, you know, they haven't said they're going to stop the drone attacks. Or, you know, the CIA operations, targeted operations within that country. And the fact is that, to be really blunt with you, if the Taliban are to be defeated, if the extremist threat is to be defeated, at least within Pakistan, Pakistanis have to do that themselves. And I can tell you with certainty that they will do that. But right now, with the American presence is such a huge distraction for people that it's almost kind of like, you know, if your neighbor keeps meddling and throwing stuff and, you know, dirtying up your house, you're just not going to make any effort to clean it yourself because it's easier to say, well, it's not me. It's just this other force that keeps making this mess for me. So, you know, if that conflict is to end, Pakistan has to take ownership of it. And, you know, right now, Pakistanis just feel that they're caught between the U.S., you know, the U.S. war on terror and the Taliban's own, you know, crazy agenda. And neither side really wants to listen to Pakistanis, you know, ordinary Pakistanis. That's how it feels to be in that environment. It's like, you know, it's like your backyard becoming a battleground between two of your neighbors, and you don't control what either one of them does.
What is it like for women in that region? What do people not realize that's happening there?
Well, I mean, for women, the sort of brunt of, you know, the U.S. presence in Afghanistan and Pakistan has been that, you know, when this foreign invasion happened by U.S. NATO forces, it was sort of, you know, framed as a war to liberate women. Now, you know, in any country, if one section of the population is sort of presented as the reason for why you're going to have to face an invasion, they're going to face a lot of backlash. And so within Pakistan and Afghanistan, you know, women are seen as the internal sort of traitors, right? Because they are perceived as having benefited from the U.S. NATO presence. So when, you know, in reality, they've suffered both under the Taliban and under the U.S. NATO presence. I mean, as anybody, you know, you and any other, you know, woman would know that mm-hmm. for these things to really be organic and sustaining, they have to come from the women themselves. And they will come from the women themselves. You know, I'm saying that as a Pakistani woman. I know many strong women who want to fight extremism, but they have to be able to do that without being constantly labeled as U.S. agents or Western agents. And that's what happens now with the foreign presence in those countries, is that they just get labeled. So, you know, the task of activists within those countries becomes really hard because they're not really interested in taking the side of the U.S. or anyone. They're really, you know, they're interested in making their communities better. They're interested in, you know, providing basic health care to other women and children, to providing education. And those sorts of, you know, very practical necessities get sidelined when there is a large political strategic narrative, mostly controlled by men on either side, whether it's the American side or, you know, the Pakistani or Afghan side. And, you know, so their interests don't, it's very hard to make sure that those are on the table.
When we're speaking with Rafia Zakaria, columnist for Pakistan's largest English newspaper, when you're writing for the newspaper, are you ever worried about reprisals, or are you free to write about whatever you want to write about?
You know, I really do have to commend my editors at Dawn, because I write on some very provocative issues, and they've been, you know, very, very, very supportive, even in the face of a variety of pressures, both from, you know, extremist forces within Pakistan, from other sort of, you know, historically from the military, from other quarters, political opponents. But the Pakistani press is a free press, and they've endured over the past 60-some years, you know, many periods of sort of military rule, many coups, many periods of darkness. So they're trying very, very hard. But the problem is that within the global narrative, the work of people like, you know, for example, the people working in the newspaper, Dawn newspaper, other journalists, people who are really trying very hard to keep a debate going, to get people to think about, you know, how destructive extremism of any sort is within their societies, those people just get sort of bunched together with the Taliban. You know, the Taliban gets to dominate the identity of Pakistan as a country. And it's a terrible cost. And I think it really weighs heavily on ordinary Pakistanis, because, you know, they feel that they're at the front lines fighting the Taliban. But the world is not able to see that distinction.
Yeah, wow. What a way to end this. Rafia Zakaria, continued success, spreading the word, and with your book, too, The Upstairs Wife, An Intimate History of Pakistan. I'm sure you can catch it on Amazon, right?
Yes, next year, February 5th.
February 5th. All right, we marked it down. Thanks, Rafia.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up.
All right, we're making that final turn here on America Tonight. Anybody out there good at whistling? I was trying to whistle along with that song. What do you think, Nathan Reeder, technical director of this show? Am I a good whistler?
can you do the inside, the opposite whistle, the where you whistle inwards?
How do you do that? Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's better.
Great job.
All right, see what you learn when you tune into America Tonight. It's not all fire and brimstone and we're ready to explode. How about this? This is one of my favorite segments. You just heard Nathan. He joins us for this one. It's called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Bingo! Ah, bingo. See, there's lots of stories and things that are cool and interesting that are going on that you might have missed, and we like Nathan to react to those stories. So we bring him into the fold for this particular segment and then get him to sound off and decide whether it's Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, or Bingo if you've never heard it before. Are you ready to play, Nathan?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. All right, how about this? For all the trashing we do of airlines, JetBlue is a favorite airline of a lot of people for a different reason. Starting this week, the airline is launching its Mint Business Class service for customers willing to pay a little bit more for flights between New York's JFK and Los Angeles. JetBlue is going to do this on their flights. Mint has fully flat beds, some private suites, dual power outlets with USB ports, amenity kits, and a tapas menu. So you can have tapas when you're flying on JetBlue. Is this fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo?
I'm going to say fruits and nuts because of how poor I am. But I'm pretty sure for some of those high-class travelers, it's kind of bingo. I bet beds are really nice for often and long rides.
Yeah, that's how the other half lives, Nathan. I mean, the fact that you could just... And JetBlue isn't going to charge as much as some of the other airlines, but it's still not going to be cheap to get that all those amenities. But the fact that you can, you know, have... It just shows you, too, because we're so crazed, we have to be plugged in. You can get dual outlets. Like, they're selling dual outlets, like that's a big deal. And, of course, it's a big deal because people have so many devices between their iPads and everything else that they have to plug in. That's part of the deal. And if you get the two different outlets, that much better. But the cost of the ticket, I'm like you. I mean, if I could fly with the chickens and it would cost me, you know, $100 to fly coast to coast, I might consider doing it. It's expensive, you know, $1,000, $1,500 for flight. That's a lot. All right, how about this? Would you swim with sharks? People in Alabama were really upset because their beach was shut down, a pretty famous beach, actually, in Alabama. It's called Orange Beach. And the reason that it was shut down is because they saw giant sharks starting on Friday when a helicopter pilot took a picture of five sharks circling a boat right close to the shore. The pilot relayed the pictures to the city administrator, who told the lifeguards to get swimmers out of the water, just like it was the movie Jaws. And, I mean, they were some big sharks. On Saturday afternoon, they had double red flags warning swimmers to stay out of the Gulf of Mexico, out of the waters on this beach. And it was a half-mile stretch of beach where the number of sharks continued to get bigger and bigger. And it's unlawful to enter the water when you've got double red flags flying, and they were flying. And there were people who went into the water anyway. At one point, there were 18 sharks in the same stretch of beach. So finally, I guess, it's officially back opened again. But fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo to the people who went swimming anyway.
America. I, you know, it's up to you. I, sometimes those things aren't going to bite. You don't know, but,
Oh, 18 sharks. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a lot of them. It's a little bit nutsy. Yeah.
It's too many.
Yeah. I'm not going to say bingo. I'm not going to say bingo.
Would you do it?
I sort of doubt it. I don't know. I'd have to be in a mood to say yes to that one, because I'm not too down with taking more risks with my body, not like that.
Yeah, I'm not down with that either.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, get bit. You know, you get bit by a shark, you might not be coming back to shore. Mm-hmm. You might be bleeding all over the place. And here's the other part of that story. The reason those sharks all of a sudden were there, they couldn't figure out what it was. It was because fishermen that were coming in were dumping off heads of things they cut off and all the blood in the buckets. You know, they were cleaning out their boats and throwing it overboard. So it was attracting the sharks and getting them close to shore.
Well, then, yes, definitely fruits and nuts.
Yeah, exactly. What are they thinking? They know people are swimming there. You can't do that. I mean, you know, you're off someplace else because the closer you are to shore, the more chance that, you know, you will, you'll attract the sharks, and it's people that are swimming that are going to pay the price, not the fishermen on the boat, for goodness sake. I mean, come on, give me a break. All right, so let's move on to the next one. And this one is interesting. Did you see the mayor who there was a story about the mayor who tossed a bag of dog poo? You know, you're the mayor of a city and you're supposed to pick up dog poop. And this is the mayor of San Marino, California. He was caught tossing a bag of dog poop on his neighbor's property. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo.
I'm going to give him, just do it. Just do it. Everybody needs to have poop thrown at least once. It's just too awkward to not have to experience.
Oh, the thing that I love the best about this story is he can't get away with that because they know he did it. You know what I mean? So
he had to know that it was going to happen that way too. But yeah. You know, that's how I would do it too. Everybody's going to know that you just whipped out some poop on someone. Oh, that's just so adorable.
It is, isn't it? Whoops. I don't know what I was thinking there, but oh well. And it got caught on camera, and everybody knows who I am. So
yeah, that really, it cannot not have been known. It's just they. Oh.
Yeah. Again, I agree. It's like fruits and nuts. It's fruits and nuts for sure. For me, anyway. Okay, here's a good one for you. Well, I don't know what people are thinking when they come up with these ideas that they're going to just be able to take on the great, mighty Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. Coast Guard says a man is very lucky to be alive. He was rescued 11 days in an attempted kayak voyage from California to Hawaii. A helicopter spotted the 57-year-old man who had turned back to California in the Pacific on Tuesday, 60 miles southwest of Santa Barbara's Point Conception, after he sent out a distress call indicating equipment failure. The helicopter got a Coast Guard cutter crew to get to the man, who was found in okay health. He had this idea. He left Monterey on May 30th, trying to make the voyage of 2,400 miles to Honolulu in a kayak with a solar panel that charged all his electronic equipment.
Oh, he probably had two USBs. Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Probably. What do you think?
Well, see, I think that's bingo, because now he doesn't have to pay those extreme prices to ride on an airplane's bed to get there.
I knew I was going to get a ride somehow, so it all worked out for me. All right, another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo down the drain. We'll do it again next week. Thank you very much, Nathan Reeder.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.